Hello there, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to The Critical Bias. Today we're going to be critiquing a film that has had a rough reception since release, which is especially true for the franchise it released in. I'm of course talking about Star Wars The Last Jedi. This critique will spoil everything about the film, so please go away if you don't want that to happen. We're going to go in depth about some of the major problems with the film, including the writers completely forgetting the first film, the entire character of Admiral Holdo, and the destruction of Luke Skywalker. Through this critique, I hope to share the reason why this film has received such a mixed reaction, and to highlight some of the major problems with the writing. I also want to show that there's actually a lot of potential for a great movie here. The film only needs some major changes to the writing. It could even be on the original trilogy's level. So let's start with how the writers just completely forgot about the movie that ends directly before it. This movie begins around the same time as The Force Awakens ends, yet it feels unbelievably disconnected. First, there is the opening. Somewhat immediately after the Resistance destroyed the First Order superweapon, the First Order, who is meant to be a covert organization operating mainly on surgical strikes, somehow becomes this vast empire-sized faction, and the Resistance, who is coupled with the Republic as the governing body of the galaxy, are now in the same spot as the rebels from the Empire Strikes Back. In all honesty, it kind of feels like you left a chess game for a moment, and all the pieces were swapped around. Now, the complete disregard for the previous movie continues when Snoke insults Kylo for his helmet, and for losing the reign in The Force Awakens, completely disregarding any mention of training. While in the previous movie, it was established that Snoke was getting Kylo to return to him specifically so that he could finish his training. And then there's Luke, who completely forgot that he left the map to find him, and tells Rey that he came to, in his own words, the most unfindable place in the galaxy to be left alone. This movie completely forgets about the map to find Luke Skywalker, a major plot point from the last movie, to emphasize Luke being a hermit. There are also some minor facts that are completely forgotten from the last movie. For example, Finn rescued Poe to escape the First Order in The Force Awakens because he didn't know how to fly a ship, while in this movie he's seen flying a number of ships. Or Rey, a girl who grew up on a desert planet and is seen being amazed by the sea and rain, somehow being able to competently swim. Now, while these are smaller points, they still contribute to overall bad writing and complete disregard of major plot points of the previous movie. Next up, we have the messy character of Admiral Holdo. Let's start with how Holdo gets introduced. She's first introduced as a new leader of the Resistance until Leia wakes up, as Leia recently spent some time as a Force Mary Poppins in space and the rest of Resistance High Command was killed. This introduction soon has Poe asking Holdo what's the plan to get them out of this doomed situation, and she replies with, "Trigger-happy flyboys like you are impulsive, dangerous, and the last thing we need right now." Holdo deciding not to tell Poe her plan sets up two side plots, the first being where Poe sends off Rose and Finn on a mission to turn off Snoke's tracker on the ship, and another being where Poe plans a mutiny against Holdo as he believes that Holdo has no plan for them, and so was dooming the Resistance. The problem is, Holdo has no reason not to tell Poe her plan, which is a point I'll go into later. But this whole scene gives the impression that Holdo is an entitled and possibly incompetent commander, and the way she talks down to a character that we're supposed to see as a hero, builds her as a kind of antagonist. Holdo being this kind of character would have been fine, and could have served as some character growth for Poe, showing that he can't always trust his superiors, and turning him into a capable and confident leader for the rebels. The problem is, the writers did not want to stay with this idea, and eventually turned Holdo into a martyr for Resistance, saying that she had a plan this entire time, and was going to sacrifice herself for the good of the Resistance. The thing about that is that Holdo does not share any of this with either Poe, or the audience, and so it quite literally comes out of nowhere, and makes your character do a 360 from incompetent commander to noble martyr on the dot. Holdo not telling about her plan makes absolutely no sense in the context of the film, although there have been a number of people trying to justify this. The main arguments I've seen are, she did not trust Poe, why shouldn't Admiral tell the Demoted Commander about the plan, and Poe would hate the plan once he learned of it. The thing is, none of these justifications make any sense. Holdo has no reason not to trust Poe, as he was the one who blew up the First Order superweapon, as well as a dreadnought, and has risked his life dozens of times and even been tortured for the Resistance. He was also the one who the Resistance sent to find the map to Luke Skywalker, and is their best pilot. Even though Poe was demoted, no one has taken his position, and he is still one of the highest ranking members of the Resistance, as well as the fact that literally everyone will know about their plan once they actually enter the transports. Finally, Poe only mutinied because he thought that there was no plan, and once he learned the plan, even said that it might just work. The only reason that they retconned Holdo's character and turned it so messy was to justify having the two side plots of Finn and Rose and Candlebite, and Poe having mutiny against Holdo. In all honesty, the only way to clean up the character of Admiral Holdo is to commit to either version of her. You can have the incompetent commander without a plan that is a roadblock for the Resistance and Poe to overcome, or you can have the competent and brave commander who's willing to sacrifice her life for the Resistance, but you cannot have both. Next up, we have a fan favorite and a culture icon being completely betrayed. Of course, I'm talking about the new Luke Skywalker, or as Mark Hamill describes him, Jake Skywalker. Let's start with how he's introduced. Luke and Rey pick up exactly where they left off at the end of the last movie, with Luke being handed the lightsaber of his father and of himself before he got his hand cut off. In a better movie, Luke would steal the lightsaber and realize they're not done just yet, the galaxy still needs him, and that his sister is in dire need. However, this is not a better movie, and so Luke tosses his lightsaber over his shoulder in a slapstick manner, in the name of subverting expectations. This gives our first look at the new Luke Skywalker, a man absolutely nothing the character grew to know and love in the original trilogy. There are three main reasons Luke gives for turning into this new character. Luke feels that he failed Kylo Ren as a teacher because Kylo turned to the dark side. He believes the Jedi should end because at the peak of their power, they let the Sith rise, and a Jedi trained Darth Vader as well. Luke also believes that without him and the Jedi, there is still light and the Sith will eventually fall. The thing is, Luke's justifications make no sense in general, and they make even less sense coming from Luke Skywalker. Let's start with a point regarding Kylo. Yes, Luke failed him completely, and even thought about killing him because of Vision. The thing is that would not cause Luke to give up. Old Luke spent an entire movie trying to convert his father to the light side, even though his father was a monster, a mass murderer, and even cut off his own hand. This new Luke gave up on Kylo after one incident and never tried to help him again. Next we have Luke believing that the Jedi need to end because of their failings. The thing about that is, even though the Jedi were not perfect, they were the only thing that existed to stop the Sith. With the Jedi, these evil emperors would never be disposed, and Luke himself, a Jedi, even ended an order of Sith and the evil empire. Finally, we have Luke believing that without the Jedi, there is still light, and that the Sith would eventually fall. The thing is, that is completely preposterous and based on absolutely no logic. Yes, without the Jedi, there is still good. However, without the Jedi, there is no way to stop the Sith. They would not die out, they would simply reign unimpeded, as there would be no real threat to the power. Old Luke realizes and became a Jedi to fix the balance, yet new Luke seems to forget everything he did in the original trilogy. This new Luke makes absolutely no sense with the reason we're given. We're given no solid evidence to believe that the hopeful, optimistic character we knew in the original trilogy would turn into the solitary old hermit living alone on an island. There is also the fact that the new Luke's actions and thoughts do not line up and completely betray the thoughts and actions of the Luke we've grown to know and love in the original trilogy. All of that combined with Luke's complete disregard for his sister despite dropping everything at the mere thought that she might be in danger in Revenge of the Sith, and Luke contemplating killing his nephew over a vision, all combined to destroy the character of Luke Skywalker in The Last Jedi. Despite all the negatives I've gone over in this podcast, this movie still has a solid outer layer. It has some absolutely beautiful visuals, and the same amazing soundtrack Star Wars is known for. But the writing, the base that a story relies on, is simply put just bad. It's an honest shame when shoddy writing brings down all the hard work of other filmmaking divisions. However, that's The Last Jedi in a nutshell. This film has too much wasted time, too much unneeded garbage, and it tries to follow the rule of cool too closely, sacrificing story elements for a good shot. This film had all it needed, an amazing production team, and a well-developed and beloved universe, but it still squanders it. In the end, the film just feels unnecessary, like it only exists to subvert expectations and to show some cool-looking shots. The film doesn't tell a good story, doesn't make us care about the characters. Hell, half the people who say they like the film don't even know who Poe Dameron is, and his story takes up about a third of the movie. There also feels like there's no real threat, no losses, as the film keeps undercutting its tense moments with either jokes, like the throne room with Rey, Kylo, and Snoke, or subverting them like Rose does for Finn at the peak of his character arc. In the end, the only two casualties in this film are the mysticism of Snoke and the need for good writing for a film to be popular. And the only consequence is that Hollywood's belief that they only need a brand and they can make money is finally reaffirmed. That's all I have to say on The Last Jedi. Have a wonderful day, ladies and gentlemen.